This is the wash up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer on K-Rock 955. It was round 15 of the GDFL season yesterday afternoon. Winchelsea 14-10-94 over the top of Bannockburn 12-7-79. Just maybe when some of us were writing off the Blues' chances in 2018, they bounced back with a vengeance. It's been a tough couple of weeks, as we know, down at Eastern Reserve, and their assistant coach Paul Listrow has been good enough to join us. Paulie, firstly, congratulations on the win. Was there a sense among the playing group that others outside the four walls of Eastern Reserve were starting to question whether you guys could come back and make a run at finals?
Yeah, good to be here too, Tom. Look, there probably was a little bit of a sense that wasn't spoken about, but I don't think we needed to. Like I said, and to guys along the way, that we probably just needed to worry about ourselves a little bit, and it's exactly what we did, which was really good.
Talk to us about yesterday. You found yourself in a 3-goal hole at quarter time. What did you change after quarter time to turn things around?
Oh, look, we actually didn't change anything, to be honest with you. Straight away, particularly Bannockburn's first 3 goals, just capitalised on our very, very basic skill errors, and it's exactly what we spoke about at quarter time. Before the game, we spoke about how Bannockburn score the majority of their goals from mistakes up the ground, and that's exactly what they did earlier. They put us to the sword in the first 10-15 minutes, and then probably the last 10 minutes of the first quarter, we started getting back on our terms a little bit. But look, we said all along that we could see the attitude and the endeavour from the guys that was really there. It was just that final execution that wasn't quite on point at the time.
Talk to us about Will Ford and his surprise inclusion. We weren't expecting him for a couple of weeks. The talk was going to be round 17. We'd seen back from that knee injury, but he's bobbed up and he's kicked 4.
We weren't expecting him back either. And Thursday night, we're out there and he comes wandering up in his boots and his shorts, all taped up, and I actually said to him, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm going to train." And I said, "Well, we're doing matching in tonight." And he actually wouldn't walk away from that conversation without us saying, "All right, you can train and we'll see how you go." But if he got through the night, he then said, "I want to have the conversation about playing." And like, I know, I looked at Matt Costello and myself, sort of went, "We'll let him train, but I don't think he'll be up for playing." And he got through the whole night, which was really surprising, to be honest with you. But then we were hoping to go away quietly because we thought he's probably still 2 weeks away. But then after we had our meeting Thursday night, he actually refused to leave the room until we had to ring Foss and have the conversation. And from that point onwards, we put in a couple of little tests and a hoops for him to jump through. And knowing Will, he's probably one of the more determined people we've ever met. He jumped through all of them and didn't give us a choice but to play.
Talking about, it's fantastic for you guys. Obviously, having that key marking target, something that you've lacked over the last month or so, a real, you know, key mobile target.
Huge. He just straightens us up. And look, whether we are kicking in the footy or not, because you can see what kind of danger he is. Like, look at yesterday, he's probably on 1.5 legs and he still managed to kick 4. And at times, he was attracting 2 or 3 defenders come to him. So even him having there as a presence just allows us a little bit more space and to move the footy a little bit more directly, but the guys have got that confidence in him.
Joey Famer must have had some sort of afternoon as well, best on ground, kicked 4 goals.
Yeah, it was his birthday and he'd sent us a photo of the record with him on the front of it, so we knew he was going to have a good day, fam. But he was enormous. That was probably his best game for the club so far. He's just got a bit of X factor for him. Like, he's got the pace, he's got the strength, he breaks the lines really well, and he's definitely not short of confidence in doing that. But yeah, his attack and drive yesterday when we needed him was outstanding.
Mark Blake amongst your best players, but he didn't kick a goal. I'm guessing he spent some time in the ruck then.
He played the entire, I think he only had one spell for the entire day, which is unreal. Mark's improved every single week, and it's just been a slow burn and a slow progression, and for the guys to get used to playing with him. But yeah, in the ruck the whole day, and sat behind the footy a little bit, but he knows when to squirt forward and get involved in the play, and he does that really well. So to have a ruckman of his calibre just tops us up that little bit more, and he's been fantastic to have.
Yep. Brendan Forsman's name you mentioned before about getting in contact about Will Ford playing. I believe Foss might have made an appearance yesterday, and if he did, what role did he play, and is he close to maybe coming back and playing a role on the bench?
Look, definitely. So knowing Force, you know that you couldn't keep him away for long. even if you tried your hardest, he was never going to just completely step away, because that's just the kind of person he is. He's always worried about everyone else before himself. And well, he got out of hospital, what was it, Wednesday. I actually was surprised he didn't turn up Thursday, knowing him. But having him along yesterday, he turned up just before the boys ran out, and he got around to each one of them individually. He initially said he was just going to cruise around on the bench and just be there observing and have a little talk to individual guys, but he gets himself involved straight away, and it was so good to see him back and to hear him. And he was just, you could see the boys really enjoyed having him back and how important and how big it was for him to, I don't know, for a guy who's gone through some pretty major surgery and such a quick turnaround to get out there straight away, it's unreal to have him around. Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely great to see him up and about. Paul, we really appreciate your time. Well done on the win yesterday. North Geelong next week as you look to consolidate inside the top five. It's a fantastic run home in the GDFL. We appreciate you having a chat to us.
Thanks, Tom. It was an absolute pleasure.